Hello and welcome to the TRICARE website. For the next several minutes, we're going to share with you some information about how your protected health information may be used and released, as well as how you can access your own healthcare information.
The ways in which TRICARE may use and disclose health information is governed by the Military Health System Notice of Privacy Practices. These practices are strictly enforced and ensure that your health information remains private.
As a patient of TRICARE, your privacy is important to us. We do our utmost to ensure that health information is only used or released when absolutely necessary. This is the way we've always done business, and we'll continue to do business.
We're constantly looking for ways to perfect how we protect our patients and their private information. The details we'll be sharing today are the latest refinement in our privacy practices. They'll take effect April 14th, 2003.
We're going to start by reviewing the primary reasons medical information is used or released, how we may release your information, with whom we may share your information, and the safeguards we have in place to protect your privacy. We'll also tell you how to access your own information.
We're striving to answer all of your questions regarding privacy practices within the military health system, but if you have any remaining questions at the end of this presentation, please review the printed privacy practices notice available on this website or contact your local military treatment facility privacy officer for more information.
The first step toward privacy is to ensure that each and every patient of TRICARE is aware of his or her rights. We start by asking patients to sign an acknowledgement stating that they have received the privacy practices and are aware of how their protected health information may be used and disclosed.
Of course, we will continue to provide your treatment the same as always, even if you decline to provide a signed acknowledgement. In that case, we will use and disclose your protected health information for treatment, payment, and healthcare operations as described within the practices.
These practices are used by the military health system. When we refer to the military health system, we're including any of the Department of Defense health plans, the military treatment facilities for medical and dental care, as well as all of the providers and staff who operate within or for the military health system.
We're including the TRICARE lead agent regional offices, headquarters activities such as the Surgeons General of the military departments, the TRICARE management activity, and Coast Guard treatment facilities.
You may be wondering what protected health information is. Simply put, it is any individually identifiable health information. This could include personal information such as your age, address, and email address, or it could include information that relates to your past, present, or future physical or mental health or condition, as well as any related healthcare services you've been provided.
The military health system is required by law to make sure that your protected health information is kept private. We do this by sharing our privacy practices with our patients and by strictly following all the terms of those practices. If we do make any changes to the privacy practices, we must and will tell you.
The practices we're talking about in this presentation take effect April 14th, 2003.
We can change our practices as needed and apply those changes to any existing practices. The changes can be applied to any of your existing health information and to any information we may receive in the future.
If you'd like to read the current Notice of Privacy Practices, you can obtain a copy on this site or by visiting your local military treatment facility's website.
You may also call your local military treatment facility privacy officer and have a copy mailed to you. Or you can simply wait until your next appointment and ask for a copy.
There are many ways in which we may use or disclose your protected health information. Sometimes we're required to do so by law. For example, we're required to disclose your health information to you, the patient, unless a competent medical authority has determined that it would be harmful to you.
We must disclose health information to the Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services for investigations and to determine whether we are complying with the laws to protect your health information.
We use and disclose your protected health information to provide, coordinate, and manage your health care, as well as the related services relevant to your health care. This includes dealing with any third parties.
For example, we might disclose your protected health information to another military treatment facility, physician, or healthcare provider involved in your healthcare diagnosis or treatment through a request from your doctor. This could include a specialist, pharmacist, or laboratory.
We may divulge your protected health information to pharmacists who have been provided facts about other drugs you have been prescribed and are taking to identify potential drug interactions.
Of course, we will use and disclose your protected health information in emergency situations to provide the treatment you require.
We may also need to use your information to obtain payment for your health care services. This could include finding out if the services being considered will be covered. For example, it might be necessary for us to disclose your relevant health information to obtain approval for admission into the hospital.
We may use or disclose your information to support the delivery of quality health care. This includes situations such as quality assessment activities, investigations, oversight or staff performance reviews, training of medical students, licensing, communications about a product or service, or arranging for other healthcare-related activities.
We might share your protected health information with third-party business associates. For example, we could share your information with business associates who do the billing or transcription services for the military treatment facility or any of the Department of Defense health plans. Of course, our business associates are also required by law to protect your healthcare information.
In some cases, it may be necessary for us to use or disclose your information to provide you with details about treatment alternatives or other health-related benefits and services that might interest you. For example, your name and address may be used to send a newsletter about our military treatment facility and the services we offer.
There are times when we use or disclose your protected information to comply with a law or regulation.
And there are times that we must disclose your information for public health reasons. When this happens, we only disclose the information to public health authorities that are permitted by law to collect or receive the information we possess. This would happen in situations when releasing your information could prevent or control disease, injury, or disability.
We are required by law to report child abuse or neglect, as well as when a baby has been born or a patient has passed.
We also have to report reactions to medications or problems with medical products to protect future patients.
It is required that we notify the appropriate government authority if we believe a patient has been the victim of abuse, neglect, or domestic violence.
There are times when we are authorized to disclose information to a person who might have been exposed to a communicable disease or who might be at risk of contracting or spreading the disease or condition.
We may release information to a health oversight agency. These agencies conduct audits, investigations, and inspections that are required by law and require access to protected health information. These agencies include government entities that oversee the healthcare system, government benefits programs, government regulatory programs, and civil rights laws.
The Food and Drug Administration requires us to disclose protected health information to a person or company to report adverse events, product defects, and biologic product deviations. We must provide pertinent information to enable these people or companies to track products, enable product recalls, make repairs or replacements, and to conduct post-marketing surveillance as required.
There are times when we may disclose your protected health information for a judicial or administrative proceeding or in response to a court order or administrative tribunal. We will only do this when a disclosure is expressly authorized by the appropriate legal entity.
We may be compelled at times to release information as a result of a subpoena, discovery request, or other lawful process.
There are other law enforcement reasons that may compel us to release your information. For example, we may disclose it in response to a legal proceeding or an information request for identification and location.
We can use information when it pertains to victims of a crime or deaths suspected from criminal activity. This includes times when information may relate to a crime occurring at a military treatment facility site, or in medical emergencies that do not occur on a military treatment site, but that are believed to be the result of criminal activity.
We may disclose your protected health information to coroners or medical examiners to help with identification or to help determine the cause of death. They may also release the information to perform other duties as authorized by law.
We may share your information with funeral directors as permitted by law.
Sometimes it is necessary to share protected health information for the purpose of organ, eye, or tissue donations.
And sometimes we're authorized by law to disclose your health information to medical researchers. For example, we may share your information with an institutional review board if the research project has been approved by the board, and they can ensure the privacy of your protected health information during the research project itself.
Federal and state laws allow us to disclose information if we believe that doing so will prevent or lessen a serious and imminent threat to the health and safety of a person or the public. We may also disclose protected health information if it will aid law enforcement authorities in identifying or apprehending an individual.
There are specific times we can use or disclose information of individuals who are armed forces personnel. For example, we can release information when it's necessary for appropriate military command authorities to ensure the proper execution of a military mission. This includes determining if a person is fit for duty.
We may release your information so that the Department of Veterans Affairs can determine your eligibility for benefits.
If you're a member of a foreign military service and that foreign military authority requires the information, we will share it with them as well.
It may be necessary to disclose your protected health information to authorized federal officials to conduct national security and intelligence activities, including protective services to the president or others.
We may disclose your protected health information to comply with workers' compensation laws and other similar legally established programs.
For inmates in correctional facilities, we may use or disclose protected health information if a military treatment facility created or received protected health information while providing care. This disclosure would be necessary for the inmate's health and safety, the health and safety of others, and for the safety and security of the correctional institution.
If you're in a Department of Defense health plan, we may use your information to verify your eligibility for health care, enroll you in various health plans, coordinate benefits for those who have other health insurance and who are eligible for other government benefit programs. We also use patient information when appropriate with Veterans Affairs and the Department of Defense.
When it comes to minors, some state laws require us to disclose health information to parents, guardians, and persons acting in a similar capacity. We follow the laws of the state where the treatment is provided.
As a patient, you have rights too. In some circumstances, you have the opportunity to object to the use or disclosure of any or all of your protected health information.
If you're hospitalized and do not object, we'll use and disclose your name, the location where you're receiving care, and your general condition to people who ask for you by name. We include this information in our Military Treatment Facility Inpatient Directory. The directory also notes your religious affiliation, but we only release that information to members of the clergy.
Unless you object, we may give information to a member of your family, a relative, a close friend, or any other person you'd like us to inform of your condition. We only discuss the information that directly relates to that person's involvement in your health care. We may give information to someone who helps pay for your care. In addition, we may share some general information to notify a family member, personal representative, or responsible person for your care where you are, your general condition, or if you have died. In the case of disasters, we may share your information to assist in relief efforts.
You can exercise your rights by submitting a written request or electronic message to the Military Treatment Facility Privacy Officer. Depending on your request, you may also have rights under the Privacy Act of 1974. If you'd like to explore your options regarding health information privacy issues, speak to your local Military Treatment Facility Privacy Officer. The Military Treatment Facility is not obligated to grant your request. However, if your request is denied, you can seek a review.
One of your first rights is the ability to inspect and obtain a copy of your protected health information. You can access your medical and billing records and any other records that the military treatment facility uses to make decisions about your care for as long as it maintains that information.
This right does not include all of your records. For example, it doesn't include inspection and copying of psychotherapy notes. Any information that has been compiled for a civil, criminal, or administrative action or proceeding, or any protected health information to which you are prohibited access by law.
You may ask us not to use or disclose any part of your protected health information for the purposes of treatment, payment, or healthcare operations. This request must be made in writing and sent to the Military Treatment Facility Privacy Officer where you want the restriction to be enforced. These types of restrictions are enforced only by the location where you submit your request. They are not transferable to other military treatment facilities.
If you want the restriction to be enforced throughout the military health system, you must make the request to the TRICARE Management Activity Privacy Officer. In your request, you must tell us what type of information you want us to restrict and whether this restriction applies to our use or disclosure of your information, or if you want to restrict both actions. You may tell us if there is a specific person you want restricted from receiving your information. You must also include an expiration date for the restriction.
If the military treatment facility believes that the restriction you request is not in the best interest of either party, or if the military treatment facility cannot reasonably accommodate your request, it is not required to agree.
However, if both parties do agree to the restriction, we will not use or disclose your information in any way that would violate that restriction unless it is required to provide emergency treatment. You have the right to revoke any restriction at any time, but you must make your request in writing to the proper authorities.
You have the right to request that we communicate with you using alternative means or at an alternative location. We will not ask you why you are asking, and will accommodate reasonable requests whenever possible.
If you believe that the information we have about you is incorrect or incomplete, you may request that we make changes to that information. Please note that we are not required to agree to all of the changes requested.
It is your right to request an accounting of the instances where we have disclosed your protected health information. This right applies to any disclosures that are not made during treatment, payment, or healthcare operational activities. We will only include disclosures made after April 14, 2003, and those that have taken place within 6 years of the request. This accounting does not include disclosures made to you, your family members, or to friends involved in your care. It doesn't include information released for notification purposes, and it does not include information disclosed in a military treatment facility directory. In addition, there may be other exceptions or limitations to the disclosure information you will receive, as outlined in our privacy practices.
If you want to read more about the privacy practices, you may obtain a paper copy from your military treatment facility or view it electronically at your local military treatment facility website or on this TRICARE website.
There are laws in place to protect your healthcare information. The practices we have in place in no way supersede these laws and regulations. They were taken into careful consideration when we created our privacy practices. Some of these laws include the Freedom of Information Act, the Privacy Act, and the Alcohol, Drug Abuse, and Mental Health Administration Reorganization Act.
If for some reason you believe your privacy rights have been violated, you may file a written complaint with your local military treatment facility privacy officer, the TRICARE Management Activity Privacy Officer, or the Department of Health and Human Services. There will be no consequences or retaliation for filing such a complaint.
You may also contact your local military treatment facility privacy officer or the TRICARE Management Activity Privacy Officer for further information about the complaint process or for further explanation of anything we have discussed. They may be reached at the following address: TRICARE Management Activity, Information Management, Technology, and Reengineering Directorate, HIPAA Office, 5 Skyline Place, Suite 810, 5111 Leesburg Pike, Falls Church, Virginia, 22041-3206.
Or you may call TRICARE at 1-888-DOD-HIPAA. That's 1-888-363-4472. For patients requiring TTY service, you may call 1-877-535-6778.
In addition, you may email any questions you may have to hipamail@tma.osd.mil. That's hipaamail@tma.osd.mil. There's also additional information regarding your privacy rights on this website.
It's been a pleasure sharing your privacy rights with you. Thank you for listening.